Welcome back to the show. Junkies are very happy to welcome into the studio here in D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, the
Hello,
mayor.
Hello, sports junkie.
The mayor of Washington, D.C. is in with us.
It's my pleasure to
Thank
be
here.
Thank
you for joining us in person.
Thanks for
we do appreciate
here.
It looked like it was wild there down the stretch. I mean, a lot of stuff going on. Is your job the worst job ever? I mean,
no, it's the best job. Are you kidding? The best job in Washington.
But I mean, there's chaos every day. Isn't there chaos?
Yes.
But she
embraces the chaos.
Like, are you wired in that way that, like,
you can handle stress?
You love, like, some people change, they collapse. They can't handle things. Like, do you thrive on that? You like that? You get adrenaline rush or no?
Well, I keep my eye on the prize, and I hate to use, like, such a
cliche.
Mm-hmm. But it's important when you have jobs where there are lots of ups and downs to kind of stay right in the middle. Because in big cities and big city mayors, and, you know, I've been doing it a minute, there's always going to be something like this. But you got to get back to your agenda. And mm-hmm. our agenda for a long time is, how do we capitalize on 180 acres that mm-hmm. have been mostly vacant, asphalt, on the Anacostia River in the monumental axis? How do we do that? Mm-hmm. And so no matter what, whether it's people trying to block our legislation, where it was a billionaire who said, you know, we got it all wrong, whatever it is, we have to get back to getting the land, getting the deal, getting the vote, and getting a shovel in the ground.
And the prize is the RFK Stadium site. And I'm reading this from Eric Flack TV on Twitter from 16 hours ago. D.C. Council Chair reaches amended deal with Commanders on RFK Stadium, and council could vote for final approval within days of next week's public hearing.
Sounds like good news.
So the ball seems to be rolling
there
here.
Is there something? Look at you smiling. Uh-huh.
She brought her commander's hat.
Yes. So no, this has been our focus, and this has been my commitment to the people of Washington. Not just to have a stadium, though we want our team home, but to have an entire mixed use development that's going to deliver housing, that's going to deliver jobs, that's going to deliver opportunities for small businesses. But also to the team, you know, I worked really hard for them to take us seriously and to say to Josh Harris when he came to town, I can get the land. Just stick with me. And if we get the land, we're going to sit at the table.
How did you know you could get it?
I just believed that it was right. And we have in this city done a really good job with taking underutilized federal spaces and making them new neighborhoods. Look at the Navy Yard. Look at the Wharf. Look at Walter Reed. We can do it. But for us to make that type of investment, we have to be able to spin off a lot of jobs and opportunity. So the stadium does it, and the ancillary development makes it a whole community. So the Commanders are bringing $2.7 billion of private investment to this deal, mm-hmm. Larger than, say, one stadium deal in the United States of America. So that's a good thing.
Well, we speculated that you were supposed to be here, and then your PR staff said, no, she's going to call in.
Yeah.
That something came up. We speculated that the news wasn't as good as it sounded earlier, but you're not saying everything's good, right? The news is still good.
Look, we're going to have a vote next week. I believe that's going to happen, and I think it's right for that to happen. I'm very pleased that the council has, you know, taken up the urgency of the situation, and they'll take a vote.
So not knowing DC politics well, other than just knowing it from afar, is that normally a good relationship you typically have with the city council, or are you sometimes oftentimes butt heads?
Well, I'm the mayor. I'm the mayor, and there's only one mayor, and there's 13 of them. So you do the math.
So you got to do some politics.
So there's always something. Is that what you're saying?
While we have you, can we get into some things that fans want to know? Do you know conceptually what it's going to look like?
I have, and I'm talking a little bit ahead of school because out of school because we're always anticipating the right thing happening. And so when we get an approval, we want to be ready to go. We want to be ready with all the environmental, all the design. So I've had a couple of discussions with the design teams that the Commanders have brought on. And only when they get an approval, though, can they go 100%.
All right. So a lot of people wonder about parking. I'm looking at a New York Times article. Apparently, you guys are deciding where the revenue of parking is going to go.
Mm-hmm.
How much parking will there be? public transportation. People are worried about driving into RFK and out of
RFK. They don't have to worry about that. People drove in and out of RFK for years. Remember all those championships?
Bigger, though, right?
It's going to be bigger, but there are also more transportation options than when the football team played there before. Mm-hmm. We have more public bus. We have more people taking scooters. We have rideshare like through the roof. This is a transit town. People are not single-occupant vehicle drivers in D.C. like they are in other places. So they're quite used to going to RFK. And by the way, we have a whole corridor that's waiting for these fans on 8th Street Northeast. So we want people to pregame at the stadium. And yes, they will be able to tailgate. And we want people to stop at all of the restaurants and eateries along the way, like on 8th Street Northeast, which is just a hop, skip, and a jump from the new stadium.
Can we get to the nitty-gritty real quick?
Yeah.
The nitty-gritty, Mayor Bowser?
Yep.
Right.
We
use that phrase all the time.
Okay.
Because we're old.
Did President Trump's comments expedite this stuff? What he was talking about, did he speed everything up and now the council just doesn't want to deal with it? Did it have any impact on this?
Does the council just want to go on vacation everybody
you
else?
You can be honest with us.
I'm on the radio and I'm giving hand gestures, but...
You're on TV, too.
Listen.
Yeah, you're on TV.
Oh, I'm on TV.
See these cameras right here?
Oh, thank you, guys. I didn't realize that.
Sports Network.
So here's the deal, and this has always been my focus because, you know, I'm in all of these venues. The White House, the Congress, the other states. And so I believe firmly that we had to operate and execute in our period of exclusivity. And so I think that...
But that passed, right?
Just on July 15th. And I think that the council, I always said they need to vote on this in my budget. Mm-hmm. So they take this last vote on the budget on Monday, and it sounds like they may have a vote on this deal on Friday. So we can work with those days.
Okay.
They're feeling good about this, though. You're feeling good. Is this the best you felt? Because didn't we have her on the phone and we asked like on a scale of 1 to 5 level of concern?
4 was her answer.
Yeah, you gave us a 4.
And
it be now?
It'll be 4 until I sign it.
Still a 4.
Yeah, it's still a 4.
No, it's like a 3 or it's a 3. It's
well, like at least I know we have a vote. What I don't know, I don't know all of the details.
Well, they're not going to have a vote unless they already know the vote, and they want this to happen. They want the revenue too. So you know what? She's a 1.5.
She's smiling a lot for having a concern level of 4.
She's a 1.5.
Well, let me just say this. The devil is in the details.
Right.
And at the end of the day, I will have to make sure that any adjustments to our deal are good for the city and are in the spirit of the agreement that I made.
I mean, your Twitter from 2 days ago says, we're on the 1 yard line.
We've been on the one-yard line. I delivered it on the one-yard line.
When you're on the one-yard line, you're expecting to score a touchdown.
How many years you've been mayor now?
10.
Where will this rank of all your accomplishments, all the things that you've done, where does this rank if this vote goes through?
I think all of
personally, like what you're most proud of, where is this going to rank? Come on.
It's up there.
Top 5? Top 3?
Yeah, sure. You know, one day I'm not going to be mayor.
Right.
And if that 180 acres was sitting there, I would be very disappointed. That would be a fail.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe firmly, and I've said this to others, that in life, and especially in politics, there are windows of opportunity. And when it opens, even if it cracks, but if it's wide open, you better get yourself through it.
Mm-hmm.
And our window opened when Josh bought this team.
Mm-hmm.
We secured the land. We got a deal. That's our window. But it can close. Mm. And you've seen even in just this week how like risk and interference can make things really shaky. And that's why we got to get through the window. We have to have the right term. So I look forward to getting in the nitty gritty with the council next week. We have our hearing and they'll have their vote.
So Mayor Bowser, you mentioned Josh Harris. I want to get to that because without necessarily naming his name, the previous owner was trying to do this. What made Josh different and his people to make it actually happen?
Well, I can't tell you that I knew all of the intricacies of the organization inside. But from the outside, you could see that it was kind of in turmoil.
People didn't want to be associated with it.
And then we learn later how dysfunctional it actually was. So once I really realized what was going on inside that organization, you could see why they weren't winning games, why they had a terrible fan experience at the stadium. You could see why, they got into community spats. Josh, I found to be quite different, very earnest, upfront, forthright, and he likes to win. And last year,
was he tough negotiator for you?
He is.
I mean, that's what guys who are worth $8 billion plus.
Yeah.
They're tough negotiators.
Were you guys butting heads, or were you always same goal, same mind, so you were on the same
Josh
page?
Josh and I sat down across the table at a hotel, and we had to agree on time frame. I had to get them to stick with us, all right? I had to get them to believe that we could get the land and we could meet their timeline to start and, be in a new stadium by 2030. Mm-hmm. And once we agreed on the timeline, even if at some point we had to say to each other, we're off schedule. I understand that you got to go your way and you understand that I have to go my way. And as we stayed simpatico on that. I knew what the city could invest. Mm-hmm. And I also knew that they heard bigger dollars other places. Mm-hmm. But I knew that the value of our site, for the history of the team, for the beauty of the space, for how it operates, is the best for DC, is the best for the team, but it's also the best for the region because we're going to be able to maximize our existing transportation in other big event infrastructure that we do so well in the city.
Were you blown away by the fact that Josh Harris and the ownership group was willing to put up $2.7 billion of private money to make this happen?
Was I blown away by it? No, because I thought they could see the opportunity. Mm-hmm. This is not in my opinion, now I'm the mayor, a hard sell RFK. it is perfect for the football experience, the views. And the importance, Roger Goodell was at our announcement for a reason.
Yeah, he was.
So it's important to the team. It's important to the league.
What were they skeptical about? Besides the timeline and everything, did they say, we like this? Hey, do your Josh Harris impression.
Mayor Bowser, we like that everything is going on here.
She's that impressed.
Don't you feel like you're sitting across the table from the real Josh Harris?
But did they have reservations about, we like this, but we don't know if, besides timeline and stuff, if it's big enough or, et cetera.
No.
Did they have any of those reservations?
No.
No.
Everybody knows this is the perfect site.
Josh grew up going there.
Yeah, everybody knows this is the perfect site. So I think any skepticism was related. Can we get the land?
The timeline.
And can the district, and this is one of my colloquialisms that I say, is the district going to be able to throw down with us from a fiscal standpoint and a political standpoint?
Do you have say, who has the final say on the architectural sort of, if it's going to be a throwback to the monuments, et cetera, or if it's going to be more modern? Do you have say in that, or is that all Josh?
We are participating in the design decisions.
Right. Mm-hmm. Can you give us a hint as to where you're leaning?
I don't know. I think I'll know it when I see it.
You haven't seen it yet?
It doesn't exist yet.
Mm. It's conceptual. Everything's conceptual.
A different concept.
But if the vote comes in next Thursday or Friday and it's a go, is 2030... That's a doable date. It will be 2030.
Yes, I'll push them to do it faster.
Hey, I feel like we have to ask this question on behalf of the fans. The stadium is a big question.
Yeah.
But also the name is brought up.
Mm-hmm.
Has there been a change in your perception of the team name?
No. I think the question has been asked and answered. I think the team has been pretty strong with it. And it's a distraction that they don't need. No, they got to win. No, by the way, it's football season. They got to win games. So I know they want to do that. And I know that we want them to do that too. But we also want them to get this deal done. And I think the goodwill that they have gained in the town. I want to go to one of the practice games.
Oh, one of the preseason games.
Yeah. Or out while they're practicing.
Have you always been a sports fan or... Just marginally.
I am being the mayor. I'm a sporting events fan.
You like to be at the events.
I like to go to the game. Just this week, we were at the City Open and the Mubadala City Open in Ward 4 in Washington. World-class tennis on the lead up to the U.S. Open right here. And we have that quality. So people from all around our region are coming into a neighborhood tennis stadium to see Venus Williams perform. And so I just love it. I love to see people having fun. And the thing about sports is it brings people from all backgrounds, and RFK really has that that history, bringing people from all backgrounds and beliefs for a couple of hours just to enjoy sport. And I, as mayor, I've always been a sports fan because we do it well and our venues have performed well, not just in terms of what they do inside the building, but what they have spurred outside the building.
Did Goodell promise? It's probably already publicly known, but if you get a new stadium, you get a Super Bowl, right? That's a given. That's a given.
Lock for a
what
Super
other
Bowl.
Things can we,
lock.
What other,
lock it up.
Lock. What other things do we get besides a Super Bowl? We're going to get Final Four?
You could get Final Four. You could get WWE. You could get some college playoff. You could get
college
Final Four.
Big concerts.
Yeah. You can get Taylor Swift, Beyonce. Yep. You know what happened at the Beyonce concert recently? People were like, what is going on at this stadium?
Right.
All right. We need to let her go. In fairness, we need to let her go. So she can do the other show.
Mayor Bowser, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate
you
coming
in. She can do
in.
Another 5 minutes.
We know that you're super busy.
In fairness to the other
She's got to hit the other stations.
Yeah.
Well, Mayor Bowser,
thank
we appreciate
you guys.
Everything.
Thank you, Junkies. Yes. Thanks for following. Stay in touch. And go Commanders. Beat Philly.
That's the queen of D.C.
Philly. Beat everybody.
Mayor Muriel Bowser, the mayor of Washington, D.C.
Thank
We're the
you,
Junkies.
Mayor.
We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Good job, guys.
Sorry.